The news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Two 16-year-old boys have drowned in Loch Ina and County Derry. The teenagers got into difficulty while swimming in the lake yesterday evening, having gone there with friends. The STLP MLA, Mark H. Durkin, said it was his understanding from talking to some of the boys that one of them got into difficulty in the water. His friend tried to help and ended up in equal difficulty. Our northern correspondent, Conor McGauley.
The tragedy unfolded around 6:30 last night when the emergency services got a 999 call from the lake. Six teenage boys had gone there together on what was to have been one of the last days of the school holidays. It appears that some went swimming and got into difficulty. One 16-year-old was taken from the water but was later pronounced dead in hospital. The body of the other teenager was found in Ina Loch several hours later after extensive searches by a local rescue service and police divers. One of the remaining group of friends received treatment for non-life-threatening injuries, and the other three, though not physically hurt, were left badly shaken by what they'd witnessed. The double drowning has shocked Derry. Foyle SDLP MLA Mark H. Durkin said the thoughts of the entire city would be with the family and friends of the two boys. Conor McCauley, RTE News, Belfast.
Father Michael Canny, a priest in the locality, said the families involved were members of the Syro-Malabar Indian community in the waterside area.
The families, as is known, of course, as two 16-year-old boys, they're at a local grammar school, and of course the parents work in and the healthcare, two of the parents, the mothers and nurses, I understand, and other works in the health service, and others a local business here, so they're all very well known in the waterside area.
Negotiations on public sector pay have concluded, but the details of a potential deal have not yet been announced. The Workplace Relations Commission is to issue a proposal document to all sides in the coming hours, with unions saying they will take the offer to their members later this morning before discussing any details of the agreement. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Public sector pay talks resumed at noon yesterday and continued through the night, concluding shortly after 6:00 this morning. Kevin Callanan, the president of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, said it had been a particularly difficult negotiation and that neither side had got exactly what they wanted from it. He said that the terms of the agreement had been concluded, but that he would not be discussing any details of the potential deal until he met with affiliate unions at 10:00 this morning. After that time, he said, a statement would be issued. The Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath, thanked all parties involved in the talks, saying they had made a sincere and sustained commitment to reach agreement in very difficult circumstances. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, at the Workplace Relations Commission.
Concerns over energy supply will be addressed at the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Environment and Climate Action today. The committee's Cathaoirleach, Green Party TD Brian Leddon, said there were now fears of supply restrictions and even blackouts this winter. Our economics correspondent Robert Short.
The energy crisis in Europe has intensified in recent weeks, adding to problems which already existed here with the supply of power to the grid. A series of amber alerts over the summer and concerns over the future of gas supplies in Europe have heightened worries over supply keeping pace with demand here this winter. It's understood the industry regulator, the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, will lay out in its opening statement the programme of work underway to bring new generation capacity onto the grid here. The operator of the grid, Airgrid, which will also appear before the committee, last week said the auction system run by the CRU to attract new power generators here is not fit for purpose.
Ukraine has said it's broken through Russian defences in several parts of the front line since launching a counterattack in the south of the country yesterday. The reported advance of the Ukrainian army has not been independently verified. Fighting is raging around the city of Kherson, which was captured by Russia at the start of its invasion. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged Russian troops to flee. The Russian government claims the Ukrainian counteroffensive has been a failure. EU foreign and defence ministers are gathering in Prague for a two-day meeting that will be dominated by the war in Ukraine. On the agenda will be the suspension of an EU-Russia agreement designed to facilitate tourist and business travel for Russian citizens, and a plan to provide an EU training mission to the Ukrainian armed forces. The meeting follows an announcement by the European Commission of emergency measures to try to lower the soaring costs of energy as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Policies to limit the crippling effects of the war in Ukraine and to support Kyiv's ability to defend itself are coming thick and fast as what is expected to be a tough economic winter looms. Yesterday, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen accelerated plans to decouple the European electricity and gas markets as a way to lower electricity prices, which have risen tenfold. Those prices tend to be artificially raised by the price of gas. An intervention to decouple the two, which has been resisted for months, now appears to be on the cards. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, meanwhile, has joined his counterparts in Prague for a two-day meeting which will assess how Europe can enhance its defence procurement and how to help Ukraine through a military training mission. On Wednesday, ministers are expected to approve the ending of the EU-Russia visa facilitation agreement, which will mean delays and more paperwork for Russian tourists and businesses seeking to travel in the EU. Despite some countries already banning Russian tourists altogether, an overall EU-wide ban is seen as unlikely at this stage. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Choose Grant's A++ Airona 3 air-to-water air source heat pump for efficient, sustainable, cost-effective heating. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be dry today with sunny spells. There may be light showers in Ulster. Highest temperatures will range from 18 to 23 degrees.